It's time to talk Thunderbird football with Johnson County Central coach Ryan Houghton as they host a big game later this week. Coach, thanks for joining me. Let's start off with last week before we get to this week, though. Coming off a nice win, 38-0 on the road over the Sacred Heart Irish. A little bit of a depleted Irish team, but, after that first quarter it was 8-0, and then you really turned it on, extending that lead to 24-0 in the second. Tell us a little bit about your performance last week.
It's always a good win when you can go down to Jug Brown and get a victory down there at Sacred Heart. Been many teams in the past try to do that and not come away with it. And for us to get a shutout down there in that historic stadium is pretty cool. You know, something kind of hang your hat on a little bit. They did have some guys out, which, when you're losing your starting quarterback and a good defensive end and lineman type, that makes it a lot more difficult. We were without some guys too. Our leading rusher and one of our leading tacklers was out of the game. And then our quarterback really only played about three snaps in the second half. Just was kind of overtaken with cramps. So we kind of dealt with some adversity too. And I thought the guys that stepped up and played those roles did a very nice job.
Yeah, that's great. And, the age-old saying, good teams find ways to win, and you certainly did. And one thing you mentioned, the shutout. And no matter the situation, no matter the team, those are always tough to come by. Even late in games when you try to sub some guys in, maybe for some playing time, a team might slip an extra touchdown in there or whatnot. So how proud of you were you for your defense in getting that shutout?
Really proud, because like you said, eight man, it even becomes a little more difficult because if one kid just is a little bit out of their run fit or just out of position or misses that tackle, it generally can result in a touchdown. And we were able to hold tough there. I was proud of our JVs. They played pretty much the whole fourth quarter. The clock was rolling there, so it was a very quick second half, fourth quarter. But I thought they rose to the occasion, and it was our first shutout since 2017, and just pretty cool. Our defensive coordinator's first shutout, so we kind of celebrated that, and it was something to stand on and build on.
For sure. I know you mentioned some cramping issues in the second half. We saw cramping issues in our game as well, and you have to wonder how much of the temperatures factored into that. Shoot, the first 2 weeks of the season were so nice and felt like, mid to late September, and then you come back and it's late August again.
Yeah, I'm sure it definitely had something to do with it. Some of the kids that were, again, it's not like they're out of shape. We just asked them to do a lot. And the humidity, I think, played such a big part in that game. And being on the field turf, we're not really used to that. I know that elevated the temperature. But, it's definitely something we keep in mind and we try to monitor. We work on that. But 48 hours out, we're already on the hydration and trying to build on that. So hopefully we won't have any issues with that going forward. But it did take a few of our guys out of the game.
Looking at the temperatures, going to be another nice one, I think, as we turn the page to this week. And, Coach, it's a big one, right? The Eagles coming to town, making that short trip down to Tecumseh. They lost to the defending state champs, but they're quietly 2-0, kind of since then. Tell us what you know about Johnson Brock.
Well, first of all, we know that they're very competitive and they're very deep. They've got a big squad, and they play a lot of kids. We like to think we're pretty deep. And can use our depth to beat some teams that don't have our numbers. But Johnson will be one of the few teams we play all year that might have they have more kids out, but they might have some more depth than us too. So that'll be an interesting battle. And we know that they're very well coached. We see them at camps, and there's kind of a quiet, friendly rivalry because of the proximity of the two schools. Johnson plays summer baseball over here, so a lot of the kids are good friends, and you always want to compete and do well against your friends. So we expect a clean battle, but one that's very intense, and hopefully it'll bring the best out of both teams.
For sure, and I know you mentioned the close proximity, those guys playing some summer ball together. I know you don't want to, early in the season look ahead per se, but now that it's here, do the players kind of have this one kind of circled on their calendar as, all right, let's go, this is the week, we're 3-0 now, we've gotten through those first three games, let's do what we need to do.
Well, I haven't looked at their personal calendars or anything like that, or their cell phones, but my guess is they have been eyeballing this one a little bit. We sure haven't talked about it or discussed it prior to this week, but I'm pretty sure that it's been in their minds. And when both teams are good and they're matching up and this is the first game of district play, well, it is going to have a lot riding on it, maybe a little bit more than the rest of them. So it's always been billed as going to be a big game and a title tilt, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining me. It's a battle of the birds on Friday in Tecumseh, taking that 3-0 record into the game versus Johnson Brock. Good luck, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
That'll do it for our Johnson County Central Coaches Show for Week 4. You can catch the Thunderbirds and Eagles live on Sunny 101.3 in the Mead Lumber Game of the Week on Friday.